You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 151 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Kelly Sharon, and I'm joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. How you doing, Kel?
Oh, good. How are you?
I am hanging in there. If you all have not checked out our visual round on our website, please do so. It features band logos and is a pretty fun one. Also, more five-star reviews. My goodness, taters, I love you all. Thank you so much for taking the time to say kind words about our program. It really means a lot. Huge thanks to Brandy RD, Uno Hanna, Joey M, Kristen M, no relation there, Tyler Nashville, Money Master 1000. That is a boss B name right there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And Bourbon and Brains for all leaving five-star reviews. I just wanted to share the Bourbon and Brains review because it was pretty rad. Well, first of all, they gave us several first place medal emojis. Thank you. We will take them.
Woo!
And then the review said, a girl I was seeing showed this podcast to me. Things did not work out. But I did take this podcast home to meet my parents, and they love it too. Hashtag modern dating.
So good.
Loved reading that. Super fun. So thank you so much for taking the time to review us. Please keep those coming. It really warms our hearts. Also, massive shout out to new Patreons, Melissa and her partner, Liz, as well as Hunter.
Ooh, hope you're enjoying that bonus exclusive content.
For sure. It's August, which is Leo season, and we released a lion-themed bonus episode. No big deal.
Very big deal.
Some might even call it the cat's meow.
Woo! All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round five, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is camel tail. C-A-M-E-L-T-A-I-L. And the question that goes with this anagram is, what hard rock band was the subject of the 2004 documentary, Some Kind of Monster? Moving on to round one.
Round number one is called Peachy Keen. Savor the flavor of this peach-themed general knowledge round.
Question number one. The Peach Pit was a fictional 1950s-style diner that was a local teen hangout on what popular 1990s American teen drama TV series? Question number two. American vocal duo Peaches and Herb have gone through several lineup changes. Although Herb, Herbert Fame, has remained a constant, how many women have filled the role of Peaches to date? You must be within two for a point. Question number three. Active from 1943 to 1954, the Illinois-based women's professional sports team, the Rockford Peaches, competed in what sport? Question number four. What 2017 coming-of-age romantic drama featured a scene where a young man defiles a peach? Question number five. List either the recording artists behind the hit song titled Peaches that was released in 1996 or the 2021 hit Peaches. Question number six. In the upcoming 2023 computer-animated Mario Brothers film, what actress will voice the character Princess Peach. This actress has won major awards for her starring roles in the series Emma and The Queen's Gambit. Question number 7. The first peach tree was domesticated and cultivated in what large country? This country still produces over 60% of the world total of peaches and nectarines. Question number 8. In the Roald Dahl classic, James and the Giant Peach, what were the names of the two wicked aunts?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round one, Peachy Keen. Question number 1. The Peach Pit was the local teen hangout on Beverly Hills 90210.
Wasn't the restaurant guy named Nat?
I do not know.
Or am I making it up?
Potentially.
Did you watch the original 90210?
No.
Ugh, it was so good. Shannon Doherty, my girl. Oh, I'm right. The owner and operator of the Peach Pit Diner is named Nat.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
R.I.P. Luke Perry.
Oh, majorly. Question number 2. The duo Peaches and Herb has gone through several lineup changes. You needed to be within 2 for a point. To date, there have been 7 women performing under the name Peaches.
So if you guessed 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, you get a point. You know the Peaches that I want him to team up with is Peaches, the musician behind F the Pain Away.
Yes.
Yeah, that Canadian badass who wears unclipped bodysuits and hot pants. That's a duet I could get behind.
Totally.
What else is in the teachers of peaches? Sex on the beaches. What? Right.
Question number 3. The Rockford Peaches competed in baseball.
Sure did. A little dirt in the skirt, am I right, Kel?
Yes.
So the Rockford Peaches were the subject of the movie A League of Their Own, which was pretty great.
A classic. Question number 4. The 2017 film that featured a scene where a young man defiles a peach is Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, buddy.
Can't not think about it when you eat peaches.
I've been eating peaches every day. They're my favorite summer fruit.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah. You know, I really like getting fancy with a little basil and burrata and peach.
Oh, what a good combo. Friends of the show.
But back to Call Me By Your Name. One of my favorite soundtracks of all time. Peaches is not on the soundtrack, but they did release a peach-colored vinyl for this movie, and it smelled like peaches too, which is just
so good. It's so amazing.
Friend of the show.
Question number 5. You needed to list either the recording artist behind the 1996 hit Peaches or the 2021 hit Peaches, and they are the Presidents of the United States of America in 1996 and Justin Bieber in 2021.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yes. I get my weed from California.
Do you get your peaches from Georgia?
They're all over. So at the grocery store today, there are actually local peaches, California peaches, and southern peaches.
I get my peaches out in Georgia. I get my weed from California.
Oh, you're making a joke.
Just kidding.
I'm just telling you about the varieties of peaches that were available. Question number 6. In the upcoming Mario Brothers film, the Queen's Gambit actress who will voice the character, Princess Peach, is Anya Taylor-Joy.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed The Queen's Gambit. I liked that portrayal of alcoholism. So glamorous.
Right?
Yeah, same, 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 same. Me too.
Question number 7. The first peach tree was domesticated and cultivated in China.
Thank you, China.
Big gift to the world. Question number 8. The names of the two wicked aunts in the Roald Dahl classic James and the Giant Peach are Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker.
I love that pair of villains. They're pretty great.
Yeah. Moving on to round 2.
Round number 2 is our audio round. This one is called Get Lit. This is a scorching music round consisting of red hot songs about fire. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
1.
Looks like a girl, but she's a flame. So bright she can burn your eyes. Better look the other way. You can try, but you'll never forget her name. She's on top of the world. Hottest of the hottest girls, say oh.
2.
Well, you've got your diamond, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me.
4.
We can light it up, 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 so they can't put it out, out, out. We can light it up.
Six.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
7. H.
The way you sway, okay, really wrecks my nerves, and I'm so excited, child. The way you push, push, let me know that
you're gonna get your wish.
Here are the answers for round 2, Get Lit. Song number 1 was Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys. Song number 2 was Burnin' For You by Blue Oyster Cult. Song number 3 was Play With Fire by The Rolling Stones.
But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Song number 4 was Burn by Ellie Goulding.
And we're gonna let it burn.
Song number 5 was Burning Down the House by Talking Heads.
Burning down the house.
Song number 6 was I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh, I'm on fire.
Song number 7 was Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. And song number 8 was Fire by Ohio Players.
Fire. Fire.
I would say this is a very solid list.
Yes.
I would say this round is fire, if you will. I mean, a bunch of hot tracks up in here.
I see what you keep doing.
Play With Fire by the Rolling Stones is one of my favorite Rolling Stones songs. And I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen is my favorite Bruce Springsteen song. I love the Marissa Nadler cover of that. So if you're not familiar with that, definitely YouTube it. She's really great. Very folky, but so gorgeous. Pretty much all of these songs are pretty killer.
Moving on to round three.
So round number three actually goes out to a recent patron, Rebecca. Rebecca requested a round about Ireland. It is her dream vacation. So here we go. This round is called The Emerald Isle. May the road rise up to meet you with this classic subject round all about the beautiful country of Ireland.
Thank you, Rebecca. Question number one. Appropriately represented on a Guinness label, what is the national symbol of Ireland? Question number two. With origins dating back more than 2,000 years ago, a Celtic festival inspired what holiday celebrated worldwide today? Question number three. Ireland is a perfect vacation destination for anyone suffering from ophidiophobia due to the non-existence of what type of animal? Question number four. With one of the highest rates of church attendance in the Western world, roughly 88% of Irish people practice what major religion? Question number five. Born in Dublin, what Irish author wrote the story of Dracula in 1897 based on his friend, an actor, and fellow Irishman, Sir Henry Irving? Question number six. Dividing west of Ireland from the east and south, what is the longest river in Ireland? Question number seven. Explorer Sir Walter Raleigh is said to have been responsible for bringing the first of what crop from the Americas to Ireland around 1588? Question number eight. The longest running festival in Ireland is the Puck Fair, where what type of animal is captured and crowned king for 3 days before being returned to the mountains?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round three, The Emerald Isle. Question number one. Appropriately represented on a Guinness label, the national symbol of Ireland is a Gaelic harp.
So if you put harp, you get that point. Ironically, Ireland is only the third country when it comes to consumers of Guinness.
Seems odd.
Right. It's also not that big, though, or populated.
Yeah, fair enough. They're probably outpacing us. Question number two. The holiday celebrated worldwide today, with origins dating back to a Celtic festival, is Halloween.
Thank you, Ireland. Love Halloween.
It's a fun one.
It comes from the festival of Samhain, Samhain.
You would know that if you've listened to Trivia Time. We love a good Halloween special here.
I actually don't know what I'm going to dress up as this year. Last year, I did John Waters and then our friend dressed up as Divine.
Which was so good. It's hard to follow that.
I'm not sure what's in the works this year. TBD will keep you all posted. I know you care.
Question number three. Ireland is a perfect destination for anyone suffering from ophidiophobia due to the non-existence of snakes.
I don't know who doesn't suffer from that. Snakes are pretty scary.
They're gross.
you know, the like rumored tales about the snakes being driven out of Ireland, you know, whatever.
Yes, yes.
Really, it's just a geological impossibility that they, you know, don't exist there. I'm into Ireland. I want to go.
Same. This round is as close as I've ever been. Question number four. Roughly 88% of Irish people practice Roman Catholicism.
We will also just accept Catholicism.
Question number five. The Irish author who wrote the story of Dracula in 1897 is Bram Stoker.
Lots of little goth roots also in Ireland besides Halloween, but there are over 20,000 castles in Ireland.
So cool.
So gorgeous. So cool. I know, I can't.
We do need a trivia time field trip.
We do.
Question number six. The longest river in Ireland is the River Shannon.
The River Shannon Doherty at the Peach Pit. Hey, Brenda.
Basically. Question number seven. Sir Walter Raleigh is said to have been responsible for bringing the first crop of potatoes.
Hell yes, Sir Walter Raleigh. Thank you very much.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
BFF.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he also the guy that was rumored to lay down his cloak over a mud puddle so that a lady could cross it?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like a chivalrous guy that also is packing potatoes.
Get it.
Packing some hot taters.
Amazing. Question number eight. The type of animal that is captured and crowned king for 3 days during the Puck Fair Festival is a goat.
In the U.S., we also crown a goat king, but it lasts for 4 to 8 years. Am I right?
Ridiculous.
How cute and fun is this, though?
Super cute. I love it.
I'm into it. I love it. But just a side note, one of my favorite little weekend getaway spots near me in Southern California is Idlewild. And the mayor of Idlewild is a dog.
So weird.
And he attends like city meetings and things.
So weird.
So good.
It's so dumb. It's very Idlewild. You can go to mayormax.com to learn more. Moving on to round four.
So round number four is another patron-dedicated round. This one goes out to Melissa, and in particular, her wife, Liz. Liz is a big horror movie fan. She also is a fellow Leo. I believe her birthday is on August 19th, one day before your quizmaster. Happy birthday to Liz, and thanks for supporting the show to you both. This round is called Whores in the House. There's some whores in the house. There's some whores in the house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. I said certified freak. Grab some peacorn and buckle up, my B words. This round is on scary movies.
Thank you, Melissa and Liz. Question number one. Jamie Lee Curtis made her acting debut in the original 1978 Halloween film installment. What was her character's name? Question number two. The 2019 psychological horror film Midsommar takes place in what Scandinavian country? Question number three. In which film did Annabelle the doll make her debut? Question number four. What filmmaker directed the acclaimed psychological horror films Get Out, Us, and Nope? Question number five. Between 2004 and 2021, how many Saw movie installments have been released? You must be within one for a point. Question number six. What 1953 horror film was remade in 2005 with Paris Hilton in the lead role? Question number seven. Legendary director Alfred Hitchcock collaborated with Grace Kelly on three films. List one of them for a point. Question number eight. What 1973 supernatural horror film became the first horror film to be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Picture? We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round four, Horrors in the House. Question number one. Jamie Lee Curtis's character in the Halloween film franchise is Laurie Strode.
She still looks so good.
Mm-hmm, she does. She can keep playing this role till forever.
Sure, but I also like that she aged gracefully. Like, she wasn't like, I'm just gonna do everything in my power to try to look like my younger version, even if it makes me look a little kooky. Instead, she's just like,
for sure,
I was a pretty woman and now I'm a pretty older woman. Done.
For sure.
Yeah, she's great. It must be all that Activia, am I right?
Keeping her clean. Question number two. The 2019 psychological horror film Midsommar takes place in Sweden.
We liked this one. It was a wild ride.
It was a ride, but I loved every minute of it.
I wouldn't say I loved every minute, but I loved like 2/3 of the minutes.
Question number three. The film that Annabelle the doll made her debut in is The Conjuring.
Not a friend of the show.
I don't like this one at all. I mean, I'm not a horror fan.
But no, I can't. I'm too wimpy. I won't sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
But I will eat up true crime 24/7.
Well, that's different. I fall asleep to true crime.
But any like cheesy jump scares and I'm like,
I hate jump scares.
I hate it. I have to like plug my ears. I hate it.
Me too. I have to plug my ears and look down, which is very cool.
Very cool. Same. It's really worth the movie ticket price.
Yeah, but then it's like true crime and I'm like, oh, they wore a skin suit? Cool.
Oh, armchairs made of real arms, you don't say.
Question number four. The filmmaker who directed Get Out, Us, and Nope is Jordan Peele.
He does great work.
Yeah, I do make an exception for Jordan Peele. I will see these in theaters. Question number five. There have been 9 Saw movie installments, and you must be within 1 for a point. So accept 8, 9, or 10.
That's a lot.
9 too many for me.
I think so too.
Question number 6. The 1953 horror film that was remade in 2005 with Paris Hilton in the lead role is House of Wax.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and just guess that the original was probably better than the remake.
Yeah, I did not see either, but I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Question number 7. You needed to list 1 of the 3 films that Hitchcock collaborated with Grace Kelly on, and they are Dial M for Murder, Rear Window, and To Catch a Thief.
I love this pairing.
Yes.
All of those are great, actually.
Yeah, Hitchcock films don't bother me for some reason.
Yeah.
Another exception, I suppose. Question number 8. The 1973 supernatural horror film that became the first horror film to be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Picture is The Exorcist.
A classic.
Sure is.
But I believe that the only horror film that has won Best Picture is The Silence of the Lambs.
Not House of Wax?
With Paris Hilton.
Yeah, the 2005 House of Wax. I think that won.
You know what? You're right. Sorry. And then she also took home Best Actress. This is amazing.
Yeah, you're forgetting this. This is wild.
This is totally wild. Untouchable, really.
Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. What regular Snoop Dogg collaborator and former felon became the first self-made female billionaire in the United States? Question number 2. Regarded as the hero of the biblical flood in the Old Testament book of Genesis, who was the man who built a vessel and saved all of the land animals? Question number 3. What other U.S. state capital is the closest state capital city to Sacramento? Question number 4. What 1838 Charles Dickens novel gave us the quote, "Please, sir, may I have some more?" Question number 5. With early 1900s East Coast roots, what hot dish consists of pan-fried potatoes along with red and green peppers and onions? Question number 6. What popular music group won 5 Grammy Awards for the 1977 Saturday Night Fever soundtrack? Question number 7. Worn to represent school pride and display personal achievements, what baseball-style outerwear is typically worn by high school seniors? It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The Snoop Dogg collaborator and first self-made female billionaire in the U.S. is Martha Stewart.
What a boss.
She gets it done.
I love her arc.
Yeah, it's great. This season in her life is fabulous.
Friend of the show.
Really post-prison. She really loosened up a bit.
Yeah.
Right. Question number 2. In the Old Testament book of Genesis, the man who built a vessel and saved all of the land animals is Noah.
That seems plausible, right?
I think that's how it went down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Noah. Don't question it. Next question.
Question number 3.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that?
Was it Martha Stewart lighting one up?
Or was it me plucking my Gaelic harp?
I hope it's that. But given that I don't think you have a harp, might it have been a triple tater?
I guess so. I hate that you doubt me, and I hate it when you doubt me, and you're right. But
womp womp.
Yes, that was a triple tater. So if you correctly answer this next question, you will receive 3 points instead of 1.
The other U.S. state capital that is the closest state capital city to Sacramento is Carson City,
which is the capital of Nevada.
Question number 4. The 1838 Charles Dickens novel that gave us the quote, "Please, sir, may I have some more?" is Oliver Twist.
What a twist.
Question number 5. The hot dish consisting of pan-fried potatoes with peppers and onions is Potatoes O'Brien.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
More potato content in this episode. I love it.
Running it back on Ireland right here.
Tasty. Question number 6. The music group that won 5 Grammy Awards for the 1977 Saturday Night Fever soundtrack is the Bee Gees.
Pop quiz Kelly, what does Bee Gees stand for?
Don't know.
Barry Gibb.
Oh, there you go.
Fun facts, y'all.
Question number 7. The school pride baseball-style outerwear typically worn by high school seniors are Letterman jackets.
I'm wearing my boyfriend's right now.
That's as likely as you plucking the harp.
Hey, play guitar.
Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Martha Stewart,
Noah,
Carson City,
Oliver Twist,
Potatoes O'Brien,
the Bee Gees,
and Letterman jackets.
And all of those answers include the surname of a popular late-night TV host.
Sure do. So we had Stewart, as in John Stewart, Noah, as in Trevor Noah. He's adorable. Love him. Carson City, as in Johnny Carson. Oliver Twist, as in John Oliver. Potatoes O'Brien, Conan O'Brien. The Bee Gees, Samantha Bee, as well as Letterman Jackets, David Letterman. So there you go.
I only really watched Trevor Noah and John Oliver out of this list, but
I like Trevor Noah a lot. I also, you know how I feel about redheads. Conan's my dude.
Yeah, he's silly. Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week was camel tail.
So I think like a camel tail is like a camel toe, but in the back. You do the math.
Hate that. Oh. Hate it. No, thank you. I don't like that math.
I don't either.
The question that went with this anagram was, what hard rock band was the subject of the 2004 documentary Some Kind of Monster? And the answer is Metallica. Camel tail scrambles up to be Metallica.
That documentary was ridiculous. It really shows you what money and fame did to that band. It's a good documentary, but it was also just pretty cringy, though.
Can't say I've seen it, but...
We done, Kel.
Well, that wraps up another one.
For sure. Thanks for all of your listens and supports, and we will talk to you all again next week.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye.
Later, taters. Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more. Follow us on social media for weekly answer reveals, round reveals, and exciting announcements. And if you find yourself in Southern California and want to catch one of our weekly live quizzes, join us on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in Long Beach at Beach Garden Social House. Our background and answer break music this week is Gaelic Harp by Ricky Lime. This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime. Until next time, later, later taters.
I love a yellow peach.
Me too.
You know, it's funny because I have a friend that frequents these Asian markets and she will bring me all sorts of incredible novelty fruits like pink pineapples. I might call them vagina apples. Who knows? But also there's these honey peaches and they are pricey and rare and too sweet. I don't like the white peach. I don't like the honey peach. I just like the yellow peach.
Yeah, I'm also a sucker for the yellow peach.
Mm-hmm.
I love fake peach flavor too, like peach rings. I love it all.
Ooh, or those things that I call cat tongues, the Haribo sanded little peaches that have the consistency of a cat tongue.
Oh, yes, yes. Uh-huh. I love those.
Now you know.
Uh-huh.
The mayor of Idlewild is a dog.
So weird.
And he attends like city meetings and things.
So weird.
So good.
It's so dumb. It's very Idlewild. You can go to mayormax.com to learn more. Oh no, sad. Mayor Max just died on July 30th.
No, I can't.
It did.
Do not need these bad news.
He was vibrant, happy, and seemingly healthy the day before he died.
Kelly, I can't.
Oh. Max is survived by his deputy mayors, Mikey and Mitzi, along with his chiefs of staff, Phyllis and Glenn.
Are they also dogs?
They're dogs.
Okay, great.
Who all shared a common ancestor.
Okay, well, it sounds like this city is still in good pause.
It's still in good pause, correct.